The new economic populism is about the rapid expansion of economic inequality in the United States over the past 40 years and how the federal government has done very little to address the issue. My co-author and I suggest that while this might be unfortunate, it's also not very surprising. Federal inaction in the face of emerging economic problems is the norm in American history. In many ways, the states were leaders in addressing new economic problems during the Progressive Era and Great Depression, and we think it's likely that the states will have to lead once again if the country wants to do something about rising inequality. Our work shows that many states are taking action and that the American public is one impetus for this change. We show that Americans are not only cognizant of rising inequality, but that this growing awareness is associated with more egalitarian political and policy change. So we suggest that if history is a guide, state actions to reduce inequality are likely to spread to other states and even the federal government in the coming decades.